No one will make you disappear, little bug. Alex had outgrown the nickname, but Larissa couldn't help herself sometimes. She set her rosebuds and baby's breath on the kitchen counter next to the 8 naked grapevine wreaths they would decorate for Anna's guests, in lieu of party hats.
But Baba knows how to disappear.
The boy stood, awe for his great-grandmother in the clenching and unclenching of his little fists.
We played hide-and-seek. We couldn't find her.
Larissa knew the feeling. Her grandmother had played the same when Larissa was a child, making doors creak, then moving in the opposite direction. We always find her, though, don't we? Baba Vera's plane ticket sat out on the counter. Larissa's doubts about the sanity of her grandmother's trip to Warsaw, Poland, for the International Folk Dance Exhibition was something she didn't have time for right now. Prep, party, flight. She picked up the tickets, tucking them into her purse.
Knowing how to hide can save life, too.
Baba Vera whistled like a bird deep in the forest. Such a familiar sound in their home.
I told you about soldiers after me. 2 big men, hairy giants. 1 had mole, size of dime on forehead.
Baba Vera raised an imaginary gun across the room with her red stained fingers. Baba, please. Larissa swept up her grandmother's medications in their crowded pillbox and tucked them into the front pocket of the luggage, packed and hidden in the hall closet, making a mental note to double-check, triple-check, her communications on medications. Who wants to get ready for a party? Baba Vera leaned back into the chair, closing her eyes. Her white blonde hair lay wiry and untamed against the pillows. The children rushed to their mother, and Larissa hugged them tightly, checking their faces to see if she could read any childhood trauma in their souls. There were surely worse babysitters. But where was Ira? Her sister said she'd be here 2 hours ago. Ira's relationship with time was the same as her relationship with men, loose and unpredictable.